Let us pray. Lord, speak today. And we pray that you would give us hearts not to refuse the one who speaks to us, but to be open, to receive, to embrace your word. And Lord, I do pray that we would hear from you, not the one who stands here. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friday and Saturday, I was involved in a two-day working retreat with other pastors, other Anglican mission pastors from the Chicago area and also from Minneapolis, and with our bishop, Bishop Sandy Green. And it was a great time. I'll share more about that later. But we had spent all day together Friday kind of sharing our hearts and being vulnerable with each other, which is something pastors don't always get a chance to do, or when given, don't always take the opportunity. But we were. And we were in an area around Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, just west of Milwaukee, and there is an Irish pub nearby, so we decided we would break from prayers for a while and go out to the Irish pub on Friday night. I mean, why not, right? Yes, and so we headed out, and we got into Bishop Sandy's little rental car. I mean, little rental car. There were five of us. And I thought, I'll take the seat in the middle in the back. Because some of the guys were bigger than me, so I thought, why not? Well, the minute we got in the car, and don't tell him this, but Bishop Sandy began to fiddle with his GPS. Now, if you travel with me at all, or, you know, I'm not a big GPS fan, only because I've sort of been led astray by the devices at times. And having something talk to you constantly like that you can't answer back to, which I do anyway, but, so I was not, I thought, you know, oh man, oh wow, this is going to be interesting. So we're all there, five of us piled in, and, you know, Sandy was going through all the listings of Irish pub. Everything in the country was coming up, you know, and he's trying to find the right one. And I made a suggestion, just gently, that maybe, since one of the guys had already been there, that maybe we turn it off, and, you know, since we're having a little trouble with it, and just go to town. It's not a big town. Drive around until we find it. Well, that was ignored, and the other suggestion was, I've got a GPS in my car, let me get it. And so everybody brought their GPSs. Sean likes this story already. Yeah, you can see where this is going. Okay. Yeah. Well, they found one that they wanted to work with, so we headed out, and, you know, things were going all right, but there were a lot of opinions in the car about what the GPS really meant when it said, turn left. So there's five guys, all used to talking a lot. I was the least verbal, if you can believe me. I was. And one disembodied female voice in the car. And finally, first we started ignoring it, and finally we just unplugged it. Then someone saw it. There it is. And we did find it. In this case, I have to say that the GPS had been more or less right. It had been. But I personally was not in a place to hear it or to receive anything from it. And probably I didn't make the driving any easier by my suggestions that we just feel our way there, which I love to do. But everyone else had their own suggestions about the location. But that came back to me as I was meditating on the scriptures for today, because I realized, how do we hear if we're not really listening? I wasn't listening. I had no interest in listening. My favorite moment in the whole ride was when we just unplugged it. But see, I wasn't driving. I know now that if I had been driving, it would have taken me a lot longer to find it. Because I would have gone, I would have found the town, but I wouldn't have stopped to ask anybody for help. Probably. Right. Wives are nodding. Yeah. But see, in our readings today, we're strongly encouraged, compelled to receive the kingdom of God, to hear what God is doing, to receive it, to not refuse the one who speaks, and to do so with open hearts and with hands, to be ready to hear, to be ready to receive, to hear his voice, if you will, and to receive it with thanksgiving. We've really been in a series the last few weeks. If you're coming back to join us after a summer away, some of you are here, welcome again. And if you've been on vacation, you may not know this, but we have been walking through a series of